And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
All right, here we go. Bless you.
Sorry.
So that's how we're going to start Ask Roz and Mocha.
Oh, Jesus.
Lebriote.
Hello, Kim. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Love having you here. What is your question for the room?
So my question is, Maury, a long time ago on an earlier podcast, gave a very funny answer to how the question of how babies were made. Mm-hmm. So my question is kind of a follow-up to that. Can Maury explain how twins are made, and more specifically, if he can tell the difference between identical and fraternal twins?
Oh.
So if you could just go back, Kim, can you remember what Maury's hilarious answer was to how babies are made?
Why don't we ask Maury?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't recall what I said then.
How would you think that babies are made, Maury?
Like from the start? Like man-woman things?
Okay. So, Kim. Wow. What was it about what Maury had said that stuck out to you?
You know, there was something involving a stomach, and he wasn't really 100% sure how the inner workings of everything were made.
Okay,
and,
so more assuming it is a man woman thing.
Yeah.
How are babies made, first of all, and then we can get into twins.
Okay. Once the man woman, they do what they do.
Yes.
Which is,
sexy time.
Okay.
Right. So they create the sperm goes into the vagina.
Yeah. Okay.
And one lucky sperm sort of cracks the...
You not learned anything since the day your father sat you down and told you how you became
you? My dad
you?
Never sat me down.
No? Who gave you the one lucky sperm speech?
You can do it now if you'd like.
No. Who gave that to you? Where did you get
it? Oh, I saw it in a commercial.
Okay.
A commercial?
Yeah. Yeah. Haven't you ever been to One Lucky Sperm? They have great holiday sales. Okay. So, Maury, continue. One Lucky Sperm.
Yeah, cracks the egg.
Okay.
Okay.
And what kind of egg are we talking here?
Like the woman egg.
What's in the woman egg?
That's a good question.
Why I asked you.
Yeah, no, I assume it's kind of like a liquid, and it needs the sperm to sort of... So it's soil, and it needs the sperm to sort of wake everything up.
Okay. And then what happens?
Okay, so then once the sperm cracks the surface, and then it goes in and it wiggles around and fertilizes everything.
Yeah.
Then from that, the flower, which is the baby, it's kind of like sprouting.
Okay. What happens to that one lucky sperm, though, after it goes in?
Oh, it becomes the baby.
Okay. Okay.
Right? So we are all sort of sperm.
Okay.
This is grown-up sperm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kim, how are you feeling so far?
Oh, I'm thinking this is going just the way I expected it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Maury, so then what happens after the egg is broken into by the sperm?
So that's when the sperm fertilizes what's in the egg.
What does
right?
the sperm fertilize so the egg with?
I'm assuming like it spits out something.
Okay.
Sort of like
okay. So the
like
sperm
water,
the sperm
like it sort of like it waters the soil that is in the egg to sort of allow what's in there to grow.
And how does that grow? What does that look like?
Well, it begins like a sort of, I guess, like a with roots, your legs, and then
So we start feet first, right?
Yes.
Like we grow like okay, so we become feet and then legs.
Like Baby Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy.
So like when a baby is in development, we start off as like toes and then feet.
And then by the time
ankles,
you get to your belly button,
legs.
That's when that the cord comes so that you can, I guess, nourish.
Right. So hold on here. So you're saying that that we are determined to be male or female biologically before we even have heads.
Yeah, it's kind of like back in the day when you wanted to look at naked women on the internet, and it sort of came, was like, the feet, the legs, and like everything sort of.
Okay, so you grow feet first, and then what happens when the whole body is formed?
Then you pop out.
Okay. Okay, so it's like a laser gym printer, right?
Yes, that's what I was trying to get at.
Okay, I gotcha. Kim, how you doing so far?
So far, so good, I think.
Okay. So,
as you can do.
Now, twins.
Explain twins,
So
then,
the
Maura.
Twin thing, this is interesting. So
yes,
as the sperm is cracking the egg,
yes,
it splits into two,
So what splits into two? The sperm or the egg?
No, the sperm splits into two. So because the egg surface is really sharp, that sometimes the sperm will slice through.
Okay.
And become two.
Right.
And now you have two sort of, I guess, half sperms.
Okay.
Fertilizing everything, and that's how you become twins.
Okay. And then what about the difference between identical and fraternal twins?
Identical, you look the same. Fraternal, you just came out
the
same.
No. What makes them identical or fraternal?
Oh, if the half sperms happen to fertilize the same spot at the same time.
Okay.
That makes it identical because you both fertilized at the same spot at the same time.
And the other?
It's you're just sort of in the egg fertilizing, but not together.
Okay.
Huh? Okay. Like separately?
Yeah.
Like
you're doing. Yeah. Like you're over there. I'm over here.
Like they took up their own space, like in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
one's
exactly.
on one side, the other
yeah.
one's on the other side. Okay.
That's why identical twins look the same, is because they worked well together.
Okay. Okay. From the one sperm that was one sperm, but it's now two sperms because it hit something sharp on the way in
and cut down the middle.
Kim, can you explain twins to Maury?
All right, so identical twins are a fertilized egg that splits into after it's been fertilized. Fraternal twins are two separate eggs with two separate sperms that have fertilized them.
I would have never have gotten to that.
No, it's clear. It's clear that you never would have got to that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never? So there you go, Kim.
Thank you. I figured it was going to be something great like that.
Yeah. You're the best. Thanks for calling.
Love you lots. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Right
later.
On.
Kara says here, what's something that you bought or did that was super hyped up by everyone, and then when you got it or you did it, it did not live up to to all the hype? For me, it was it was having kids and getting an air fryer.
Wow.
Damn, Kara.
Having kids and air fryers don't live up to the hype. Jeez, do you have anything offhand?
I remember like when Deadpool first came out and like everyone was talking about how much of it's so much of a great movie and this and that. And then I watched it like months later and I was like, for me at least, it didn't live up to the hype that everyone had made it out to be.
Right. What about, did you ever purchase anything that everybody's like, oh my God, this is a miracle thing. It's awesome. You're going to love it. And then you get it and it sucks.
I think an air fryer, same thing.
I was going to say air fryer, or for me, it would have been one of those herb things where the light's above the herbs and it grows the herbs.
A garden.
Yeah, but indoor.
Oh, like a hydroponics, grow your own herbs in the house kind of thing.
Yeah, my sister-in-law got one of those from Costco.
It becomes a mess, and it was
good for like the first round of stuff, but then after that, I think they just got rid of it.
Yeah, not cool. I'm trying to think, man. Like,
any of the 10 lawnmowers that you own?
No, they've all been fantastic. Huh. Yeah, I love my mowers. But I'm not I look at an air fryer and I'm like, I would never buy that.
Yeah.
One, because to me, an air fryer doesn't look like you can put a whole lot of food in an air fryer.
Their fryer, it's just a little drawer.
Yeah, like I eat more than that, right?
Maybe that's a sign, bro.
A sign of what?
Eat less.
Shut up.
You're eating more than
Shut
a drawer.
Up. No, I've been super happy with most of the things that I spend my money on, Maury.
I was going to say, Matthew wants the hype of the Dr. Ho stuff on the TV. He bought like so many things from Dr. Ho. And nothing ever worked.
No,
really. He bought all the little bandages that massage you.
Yeah, and like the neck thing, and then the foot thing that you like the pads that you put your feet on.
Yeah,
nothing worked.
Nothing.
Does he still have them?
No, he returned them all.
You can return that stuff?
You can. It's very difficult.
Yeah. Mm. I'm trying to think. There has to be for me, but it would be more of like an experience or like a vacation or something. Like I've been bored in every place I've ever gone into, right? Like I just have every museum or whatever. Like I went to the Vatican and was bored out of my mind.
Really?
Right? Like just so bored. I don't like old things and everybody's like, oh my God, this is life changing and you should do this. And I get so bored in those places. Uh-huh. Like I'm the wrong person for that stuff, right? I appreciate history. I appreciate culture. I appreciate art. I want to spend 0 minutes of my life actually appreciating it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's,
you appreciate
not,
that it exists and that people enjoy it.
And I think it should be preserved. Uh-huh. And I think that we should do art right. And I think that we should do history right and culture right and all of that stuff. I think it should be taught. I think it should be any, all of that, all
just
of
don't
those
want any
things.
Part of it.
I you could show me something in a museum. I am so bored. So bored.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, but that's just, you know.
You must be good at so many other things if Catherine's still with you after that.
Right?
Hey.
Right? Right?
I was going to say Wordle. Would Wordle fall under this for some people?
I'm sure it would. Yeah, I'm sure it would.
But you still continue to do Wordle every day.
You know something? Right? Here, I got something that's real good.
What?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't. Does Popeye's advertise with us on this show?
No.
Okay. Popeye's chicken.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not the first to say that.
No, because remember all that, like, about how good their chicken sandwiches were and everything else?
Yeah.
No, not for me. Because I think Popeyes, first of all, I think the flaw in Popeyes is that Popeyes fell into the same trap that a lot of other fast food places do. Chipotle's kind of the same, everything else, which is, in order for it to be, you know, serve to the masses, there is very little flavoring on anything. Mm-hmm. I like my fried chicken to have flavor.
Gotcha.
Like flavor. And I just find it to be a little bit bland.
I will say, in comparison, the chicken sandwich from Mary Brown's.
Yes.
It's far superior.
Far superior. It's such a good chicken sandwich. Yeah. It is such a good chicken sandwich.
Dallas asks here, what technology never ceases to amaze you?
Automation.
What does that mean?
Like things that you can, like,
automate?
Like, give us an example. You can't just say automation.
Like, I love that when I drive up the ramp at my home, I pass by a sensor and the door opens. Like, to me, every time I do that, I'm like, that is just awesome.
Really, huh? Like, transplants don't fascinate you. The gate.
No, because
and
like
a parking lot fascinates you.
The gate of the park, yes. Or sending pictures via email. How does it get there?
Yeah. To me, every time I'm on an airplane.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just blown away that we are not all freaking out when we're flying, man. I am like, every time I'm on an airplane and that thing takes off, I'm like, we are flying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like flying.
Yeah.
We're in the air flying.
We're all trapped in this metal tube.
Flying, right? And then we just have become so, I don't want to say complacent, but we're just so used to it that like that experience of flying across an ocean can be ruined if you don't have headphones. Or you know what I mean? Right? Like,
you don't have headphones?
Yeah. You know, like, to me, that's where I am. Like, if I all the wonder and absolute excitement and just engineering that goes into flying you across an ocean to another continent can be ruined if I can't watch a movie.
Right. Or else what? You're sitting there bored.
I'm bored. And I'm right. It's just awful. Like, how was your flight? Ugh, it was terrible.
Because I forgot my AirPods.
Yeah, with no mention of the fact that we didn't crash.
Do you clap when they land? Are you one of those clappers?
No, I don't clap for anything more.
Do you? Do you?
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Let's be honest. The pilots rarely land or take off flights, right? Yeah,
it's all computers.
It's all automation.
Well, you're clapping the computer. Do you have the same effect for boats, Roz, that the boats don't sink?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Are you thinking that I should be more in awe of why certain things float?
It's engineering, man.
Like, that is, like, you know.
For me, the technology, you mentioned flying. Mine is, like, how they get, like, a rocket to space, right? Have it, like, fly around the moon or fly around up there and then bring it back. Or satellites. They have the ability to send, like, you know, I don't even know how many thousands of satellites there are orbiting the Earth now. And then at any point, those can be, with a click of a button or a few buttons, I don't know how it works, they can bring those satellites back down.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, you know what else I like just amazes me all the time?
Because
if you've ever had to build something, right? Any sort of project that requires angles and requires a little bit of math and require like all of this stuff, right? Like so much can go wrong. I'm amazed that, like, I'll walk by a building that's, like, 34 stories tall, and I'm like, man, that thing's straight.
Nobody says that about me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, if I gave you a stack of bricks and said, make something 10 feet tall, Yeah. It would not be straight.
No, not at all.
And I would give you all the resources you need, and like all the things to do the math and like
stupid,
everything.
Like the dumbest thing, it would all be off by like an eighth of
yes,
an inch.
Yes. Do you know when they were building, I think it was the Holland Tunnel in New York, mm-hmm. okay? This is what amazes me. I watched a documentary on it, on the Holland Tunnel. And so
is a documentary on tunnels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Listen to this.
So excited.
Listen to this. Okay. So the Holland Tunnel, they started in Manhattan, and mm-hmm. then another team started in New Jersey.
Okay.
And they had these giant concrete rings, mm-hmm. huge concrete rings that basically attached to one another. So when they started in Manhattan, and then they started in New Jersey, and they started with one ring on either side. Mm-hmm. Okay. Going underwater.
Okay.
They started with one ring on either side. Then they brought in another ring on each side, and they attached them to those. So they slowly started building this tunnel towards each other mm-hmm. under the water. Okay. This is at a time with no computers.
Okay.
Okay. So they start building this tunnel going from New York to New Jersey, one ring at a time, one ring at a time, one ring at a time, all the way. What?
So during this time, though, was water not filling into where they were
yes.
building?
Yeah. And then okay. eventually when it's all done, then you clear it out and you yeah. put all the other stuff on it. So one ring at a time, 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 one ring at a time. When they met in the middle, it was perfect. It yeah. was off by, I think, a 16th of a whatever. And even that was fine.
Yeah.
But they did it without computers. They just did it with math. You're going to start on one side. I'm going to start on another side with these immovable giant spheres of concrete, and we will meet in the middle. And they did.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Like, it's incredible uh-huh. how something like that can happen. So engineering, I'm like in awe of all the time. Like, all the time.
Nietzsche asks,
how my oven doesn't blow my house up every time I light it.
Oh.
Right?
Or the light turns on when you open the fridge.
Yeah, well, that's a switch.
Oh. Yeah. Amazing. Nietzsche says here, the snow is melting. Time to talk grass. What should I be getting ready to prep for spring maintenance?
Do
you fertilize in the spring?
I do. I mean, I don't do like a heavy fertilizer in the spring.
Yeah, same.
But it really depends. A lot of people make the mistake, and we've talked about this extensively on this show when it comes to
grass.
Can
we name this segment?
A lot of people, yeah, it's called Ask Roz and Mocha.
No, this is a question I'm answering. This particular one, lawn and order.
You can call it that, Maury. Not out loud, though.
Okay.
A lot of people go into spring thinking that this is when they're going to be able to have to do, like, all their grass seed, and they're going to have a beautiful lawn for summer, when really we all know that's fall when you do that. And then spring is when you just sort of do the maintenance on it, gearing up for fall. Fall is when you do all your major lawn work. But that doesn't mean that you can't throw grass down. I'm trying something this year, mm-hmm. which is pre-germinating grass seed. And I found out this is what they do. A lot of sports fields and soccer fields in the UK and football fields in the US do this, where you take grass seed and you buy a good bag of grass seed mm-hmm. and you put it in almost like cheesecloth.
Okay.
And then you soak that in water. And then after 12 hours, you take it out of the water, change out the water, put it back in the water, change out the water, back in the water. Every 12 hours, you do that for 5 days. All those little seeds are going to start to break apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you lay them out on something and you dry them, and then you mix them with a natural low nitrogen fertilizer and you throw that on the lawn. And normally grass seed will take like 20 days sometimes to germinate and start sprouting. This is sprouting in 2 days, sometimes 24 hours.
Because all the pre-work that you did got the process going.
You've already watered them to the point of where they start germinating, and the success rate of doing this in the spring is huge.
Wow.
So I may do that in the spring. I'm looking forward to that. But just dethatch, clean it up. You can throw a little starter fert down if you put some seed down, but just start mowing.
There you go. Need to some lawn and order for you.
This has been lawn and order. Dun-dun.
Thank you, Mark.
Christy says here, what's something in your life you missed out on and wish you didn't? For the purpose of this question, assume it would not change your current life.
I'd say prom.
Oh, that's a good one, Moore.
You missed out on prom?
Yeah, all of them.
Is it because you didn't have a prom or you didn't go to prom?
I didn't go to prom.
Why didn't you go to prom?
I didn't feel cool enough.
No?
Yeah. Huh.
What made you sort of, what put you in that headspace? Like, why did you, because there's been, you know, there's
I
been
just
a did, lot
I
of...
didn't want to go. Like, I'm like, I didn't, like, I was too shy, too much of a wallflower, and I knew that I would have a horrible time.
Did you not have anybody to go with? And I don't mean like a date. I mean, just like friends.
No, I did not have anyone to go with.
No, you didn't. Yeah. So you would be walking
want,
into
like,
prom
a pity
alone.
I didn't want a pity date.
So you would be walking into prom alone.
Yeah.
And then
you have to stand and take a picture by yourself. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
don't
hear
make
that.
You take those pictures.
But if you want to do prom and sort of live that and live it, you want to do all the things, right?
No,
and
but get to Mocha's point, like if you did go alone or whatever, would you then you have like photographic evidence that you went alone?
Yeah.
Oh, and then they sit you at a table. Like it's an odd number, I guess.
Yeah.
Just sit someone at a table.
Yeah. And then everybody's there with dates. So who do you ask to dance? And you weren't out during prom time, were you?
No.
You weren't. So were you like interested in girls?
No.
No. You were just.
I was just looking at guys.
You were okay. So you knew you
I
were gay.
I knew, but I didn't come out.
No. Did anybody ask you like, "Hey man, why were you why
no,
did
nobody,
you go to prom?"
No, nobody cared.
No. That which is why'd you ask that question, man? That's one question you're not supposed to ask. Jesus.
All right, well, Roz, what's something in life that you missed out on and wish you didn't?
God, I loved my prom. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, in my school they didn't have prom.
Oh, really?
No. They only had commencement, which was the sort of graduation. But that's, you know, one of the stupid thing about my school was
what?
Commencement didn't happen in June. Commencement happened the following year in November.
Mm-hmm. They still mm-hmm. do that at my still brother's school.
That was so stupid.
Yeah. You know what?
It's so stupid. Who the hell wants to go back to high school if you've already started college?
No, thank you.
In fact, I've actually heard that through colleges do that. I haven't heard about high school do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
colleges. My high school did that.
That's weird.
I think my college did that. I can't remember, though.
Yeah.
No,
stupid.
So you had an awesome prom.
It was dumb.
Sorry, Maury.
Do they do Sadie Hawkins in Canada?
What do you mean, Sadie Hawkins?
Isn't the thing where the girl asks the guy?
Like a Sadie Hawkins dance?
Yeah.
Ladies choice?
Yeah.
No.
Do they do that?
Maybe in the 20s. They did a Sadie Hawkins dance, you know? I know. I don't know anybody who's been to a Sadie Hawkins dance, Maury.
Who's Sadie Hawkins, anyway?
I have no idea. I saw it in a movie.
I don't.
Oh. So do you have an answer to this, Roz? Something that you missed out on that you wish you didn't?
Yeah. Something that I wished that I missed out on that I wish I didn't. Yeah. No.
Okay, Mocha?
No, like I don't feel that I missed out because I don't really feel like I've missed out on anything. Like I don't have a story, and I'm not goofing on Maury because that's a heartbreaking story. But I don't have a story like I felt to this to take part in this, or
yeah.
I didn't feel that way really about too many things because I just wasn't interested in a lot of that kind of stuff. No, I don't feel that I missed out on anything. I had the opportunity a couple of times to play in bands that were doing shows, but I was always too terrified to stand on a stage, and so I never would do that, right?
Mm-hmm. You wanted to play drums?
No, never once have I ever said
guitar.
That I wanted to play drums. never once.
You make stuff up in your head, huh?
Never once. I'm a whole different guy to Maury. I'm like this hot gay drummer into Madonna. You know what I mean? Like
Cher.
Yeah. Like you're just going to come over to the head. To,
all of a sudden, all of Maury's fantasies are starting to like, he's verbalizing them now.
Yeah, it's super weird, so man. But no, so I never did that. I never did that. And I wish that I had to push myself to do it because it was the same kind of thing. It was fear was the reason I didn't do it. And, you know, being singled out and all of this stuff. And I wasn't comfortable enough to do that at the time. And so that's something that I feel that I missed out on was being a performer sort of in that kind of way.
Mm.
You?
A couple of things. I remember when I interned at a radio station in New York City
mm-hmm.
when I was in college before I got a job working here. And at the time I was working in the promotions department. And by the time my internship was up, they were like, "Hey, would you think you'd want to stick around here? And like, we can get you a job working in the promotions department."
Right.
And at that time I still had another year of school. It would have meant like being out in New York by myself and skipping out on my last year of school just to work. I could have done it, whatever. Actually, no, I couldn't have. I wouldn't have been able to afford it. And I always wonder, like, what could have been had I stayed.
Sure.
And I think the other one was when I was working here since, like, the inception of this radio station. And then there was a brief moment in time where I left and I went to work for another company. Mm-hmm. And things were still happening here. And it was like a lot of fun and a lot of great things were happening that I kept hearing about. And I was like, oh, man, I wish I never left. Then I'm missing out on all this fun stuff that this radio station's
yeah.
doing, right?
Yeah.
And all the people that I kind of like started working with and like developed this relationship and this friendship with.
Right.
But then afterwards, then the station went away and everybody got fired. And I was yeah, like, I true. Wasn't a part of that. So I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, you peaced out before that.
Right?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. And I think that when you feel that you are successful, whatever that looks like to you, when you get to a point of where you're like, yeah, you know what, I can actually acknowledge that I am successful, those things tend to not haunt you as much. Those are maybe the opportunities that you missed out on. You tend to sort of come to terms with, you know, you didn't have to do everything, because regardless, you know, you're going to have to present me a pretty good case to say that my life would be any better now had I done X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Right?
And
I think
wonder,
you let it go a little.
Like what my life would have looked like had I stayed in New York.
There'd be no Jenna.
Right.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any of this.
Yeah, but there may be some other, you know what I mean? Like you may have whatever.
There'd be no cruise.
You may have whatever. Like, you know, you may have 5 kids, right?
Oh, don't stress me out, bro. Don't stress me out. We'll end on, Abigail says this, I'm on episode 73 of the podcast. Does David Morey still have to wear a mouth guard when driving?
Oh, yeah, Morey. Why were you wearing a mouth guard while you were driving?
Because I clench when I drive. So there are often times where I know, okay, I'm starting to clench, I'm going to put in the mouth guard. So it's
where
always,
do you keep the mouth guard?
It's in the coffee holder.
In the, yeah, it's in the car.
It went, like in a case or like just
no,
there?
In a case.
Yeah. 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 Morey is a retainer just for driving.
Yeah.
Like Morey is such an angry person. Right? Such an angry person that he has to wear a mouth guard when he's driving a vehicle.
Do you?
Like that?
So
can you imagine being that angry?
I had to drive it for the whole 2-hour drive to the cabin with my husband. Right? I had to wear the mouth guard.
Can you imagine being that angry that the dentist and the doctor are concerned about your health while driving? Uh-huh. So they prescribe you like a custom-made thing to go in your mouth, like a horse bit.
They didn't say anything about anger. They just said because you're clenching.
Yeah, why are you clenching though, Maury?
From stress of driving.
Because you're angry all the time.
Does Matthew
and the stress of life, and Maury gets in the car. You know what Maury does? Maury gets in the car and he leaves here, and that short drive home he has, all he does is just trying to catalog the lies and figure out what I might get busted with today. Could today be the day that I get busted with blank?
No wonder he got that retainer.
And it's so stressful that he's like ruining his teeth on the way home.
Does Matthew know the reason why you have to wear that retainer, or did you make up a lie for that?
No, I just told him because I clench, I have to wear the retainer when I start to clench. So there are times where I don't, but a lot of the times I do.
Do you clench or grind?
Clench.
Clench.
Like I'll, and I won't even know that I'm doing it until I'm doing it.
Right.
And then you're like, it's retainer time.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Have and you then, been through, can you bite through that retainer or no?
No. I try while I'm clenching while I'm wearing it.
Right. Does it and cover like both your like upper and lower?
Just lowers.
So you have like a Shih Tzu underbite when you wear this?
Kara says here, do any of you still have a baby item such as a blanket or stuffy?
No.
And then
many.
Can I finish?
Sure.
In brackets, she said, I know Ross probably threw his out. Yeah. Does Kara know this show or what?
Yeah.
I personally don't have anything, but no. I'm sure that my mom still has stuff.
Right.
But like in our house, me as a baby, I don't have anything.
No. But like you don't have like a toy or anything like that? Like did you give your boy something that you had when you were like a little kid or anything like that?
I'm trying to think. Did we have? No, but I've purchased items that still exist now.
That you
updated.
Liked.
Yeah, that gotcha. I had when I was a kid.
Gotcha.
We were at my parents' place a couple weekends ago.
Yeah.
And my mom had like this little toy bus out that I used to play with when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And Cruz had it. And I was like, you know, Cruz, like, this used to belong to me. I used to play with this toy when I was your age.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and was like, yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Bro, you can't try and bond with your kid over stuff like that. You will never come out of that conversation feeling good about yourself.
I know.
They don't care.
Yeah,
they really don't. They don't care. They don't want to bond with you over stuff like at all. Oh my God, well, I had that same thing. I used to love it so much. Oh, yeah.
And? Cool story, bro. Tell it again.
Yeah, like they don't. Dad feelings always get hurt in those situations, man. Oh, I feel bad
Damn
for
Maury,
you.
I know the answer is yes.
Many
so
things.
What, run down the list of items.
I have baby shoes that were mine. I have my water babies trophy still proudly displayed.
Explain what water babies was again.
It's when you would take like your child to learn swimming, and then you get like a little trophy of a naked baby on like a piece of wood,
right? Yeah,
and you know, for participation, or whatever. So I still have that trophy displayed.
Where? Cool. Displayed where? In the condo?
In the den with my employee of the month trophy.
Oh my god,
okay. Maury, who took you the water babies all those years ago?
My dad.
And how old were you when you did water babies? Like a baby?
I guess it would have been my dad and my real mom.
Yeah,
because I would have been like.
A baby, under a year.
Yeah.
So Maury has his water babies trophy.
Yeah, and stuffed animals.
Which is a baby on a piece of wood.
And stuffed animals?
Yeah, I have several stuffed animals. There's one that I have to keep up high looking down at me because my granny gave it to me and it used to be on top of her bookshelf. Right. So she gave it to me and said it has to go on your bookshelf because it'll watch over you.
What is it?
It's just a stuffed lion.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
And you keep that there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Matthew have a problem with any of this
stuff? I have a plan for
it.
It's very morbid.
Which is what?
When Granny dies, I'm going to bury her with it.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does Matthew know that?
She does not know that.
You should probably tell her, man. Yeah.
I guess I could.
Man, if I die, first of all, cremate me. God, please just cremate me. I do not want Maury touching the hand of my dead body.
It's okay. I'll ask for some of the ashes.
All right. Just burn me. I would be pissed because I've seen this at funerals too. When people start stuffing in there, he would want this. Right? No, that's my space, man. Stop cluttering it up. You think Granny wants a tiny 45-year-old stuffy in there with her forever?
Keep it warm, man.
No, she gave that to you. Don't put that in there. Notes and everything else and hockey pucks. Get it all out of my coffin.
So, confession. So when my grandfather, who I adored more than anything in the world, I still talk to him. When he died.
Your papa?
My papa.
Yeah.
When he died, there were drawers in his casket that we were to put like drawings and stuff on.
Right.
But I still am a horrible drawer. So I had this girl at school draw for me and I said that I did it and put it in his casket.
You put a forgery?
No. I put someone else's picture.
You plagiarized. Forgery. I don't even know what they how they call that. But you didn't do the drawing.
I did not do the...
Did you
this
put
is the
your
first
name?
Time I've ever publicly mentioned that.
Did you put your name on the bottom of it?
I did.
You signed it.
I signed it
you
to
signed
me
somebody
and
else's
in
work.
Papa's casket
what was it
to
a,
this day.
What was it a picture of?
Like a house and it was like with all of us or whatever around it.
Look at
my God.
Shem is in so much disgust right now.
Gross, man.
Okay.
My goodness.
Okay, how long ago did Pop die?
1987.
Oh, that picture's long gone.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God.
Now but it's the memory
now
is
it's only in his memory. Yeah. Now it's only in his memory.
Wow.
I can't believe that you didn't. So you were the terrible artist, and so you had somebody draw a picture of your family.
I said, here's what I want. Can you do that? I guess I commissioned a piece of art from somebody else in school.
Yeah. No, you didn't. But you signed your name on it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You could have just like, why didn't you like write a nice note for him?
Because I was asked to do a drawing.
Oh.
Somebody asked you to do a drawing? Who asked you to do a drawing?
I was asked by Susie to do a drawing, my legal guardian.
Oh,
she said, you'll be doing a drawing.
Yeah, man. This is why you get cremated. You're going to have somebody in your family. You're going to have an Aunt Susie who starts telling all the other family members what they're in charge of stuffing your coffin with. No, thank you. No way. No PlayStation controllers and all of that. Oh, he loved gaming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get
like
it out
you,
of there.
You'd be buried like your sous vide.
Yeah, exactly. Get it out of there. I don't want it.
Holding it in your right hand.
Grass seed.
Yeah, like people sprinkling grass seed on me and stuff. Yeah. No. No.
One of your lawnmower blades.
No. Just get it out of there. It's so rude. It's such an invasive overstep, right? Like such an invasive overstep to think that you should be the one that decides what goes in somebody's coffin after they die.
Guys,
that is an arrogant family member.
We have some great suggestions, some great items, some ideas here.
So. How arrogant of a family member do you have to be the one who takes charge over what everybody else puts in the coffin?
Maury, you're in charge
so
of the
arrogant.
Drawing.
So arrogant.
I'll see who I can get to do it.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What is your question for the room?
My question is it normal for a 45-year-old woman who's been in a long-term relationship to have never had an orgasm?
Oh, geez. Is it normal?
When you say long term, what are we talking?
It's close to 30 years.
Yeah, I would say I would say from everything that I know, yeah, that is normal. It's unfortunate, right? Mm-hmm. Women, I got to tell you, man, women, you know, there's no sort of middle ground when it comes to women. Women, you know, first of all, you can be multi-orgasmic, mm-hmm. which is just like unimaginable, right? Like unimaginable. Or
Sherry's like, I can imagine.
Okay,
it.
You know what I'm saying, right? Like, imagine the idea of being multi-orgasmic, uh-huh. right? God, women, love you. Okay, be multi-orgasmic. Like, you have some women living that life yeah. where it's out of control. Oh my God, it's never gonna stop, uh-huh. right?
Sherry's like, I'll okay? take some of that over here.
Okay, you have that. Like with men, right? It's one and done. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can all relate to one and done. The only thing we sort of hold over each other is the length of time it takes before we get to that one and done, uh-huh. which as you get later on in life, nobody cares about the time anymore. Right?
So they
Please.
Say.
I remember when I was young, guys would be like, oh my God, we were like in there for like 90 minutes last night. And I'm like, oh yeah, I've done 2 hours. Screw that. Right? No, I do not want to be doing that for any longer than I need to and still have a really good time. Right?
5 minutes?
Still enjoy myself, still have a good time. Yeah. But okay, I'm way down. I'm done boasting about that. But so with women, you have women who are like multi-orgasmous, like machine guns, right? And then you have other
Stop
women.
Rubbing it into Sherry.
And then you have other women who are like never had it, uh-huh. right? But are still sexually active, still have families, still have husbands, still have girlfriends, whatever it may be,
sure.
right? That have just never experienced that. It is such a cruel thing. Now, have you looked into talking to other people who are in your same position that have never had an orgasm?
No.
You have not. Mm.
Have you like talked about it with friends or anything like that? Like even like one best friend, somebody that you talk to about everything?
No, not really. Just joke around about, you know,
yeah.
my 2 minutes of, you know, time.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you talked to him about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever had an orgasm on your own?
Yes.
Okay.
So it can happen.
Yes.
So
your statement to us is that you haven't had it with
your
husband.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So have you had a conversation with your husband about how you've never had an orgasm with him?
No, but he obviously knows.
No, I don't
play actress.
No, I know, but it's not knowing and caring are two very different things.
Yeah,
he just may look at that like that's a you problem.
Yeah, but you know, it's the timing also, right? Yeah. Like, you know, got to be more than 2 minutes
okay,
for it to happen.
You don't have an orgasm problem. You have a husband who doesn't prioritize your sexual well-being and the amount of fun that you have. So is he just like sort of getting in and getting out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And how often is that happening?
A few times a month.
Yeah. And what do? You're just like, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Sounds sexy. Sounds sexy.
I know, right?
Do you have desires for your husband and you to, like, for you to be able to have an orgasm while you're with him?
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Oh,
you do, but you got to talk to him about this stuff.
Yeah.
What are you
30
like,
years, and it's kind of late to have that conversation.
No, it's not.
No way.
No, it's
are you
not.
Kidding me?
No, it's
Why not.
Why not
tell him like the things that you like and things that might be able to help
not.
Him
it
along?
It is not too late. It is not too late at all. It
doesn't sound like you're open to that conversation at all, huh?
No, not really, because he's changed over the years where, you know, it's nothing. There's no foreplay. There's no kissing anymore. There's no nothing.
So is it just like just for the sake of getting the deed done?
Yep.
Okay, so have you guys talked about your sex life in any sort of way where you are open, where you talk about feelings, you talk about, you know, where you would like it to be, the importance of it, you know, that you're still, you know, you still have these feelings and you still want to have fun and, you know, sex is really important and you want to get back to a place of where you can't, you know, when he walks in the house, you both look at each other and you're like, God, I can't wait to rip those clothes off. You know what I mean? Like have you, I think you have to have these conversations. You can't just ignore.
No, I've had the conversations and not and get told, well, you know, we're not new.
We're not new.
we're not 15 and 18 years old anymore.
Yeah. You don't have to be though.
But then he's got to know though that you are unfulfilled. No guy wants to hear that the wife is unfulfilled. But I think that you need to say, you know, for the sake of everything, for the sake of, you know, our history mm-hmm. and our sanity and our happiness and your physicality, for the sake of all of this stuff, you know, he's got to help you get to that point during sex, because right now you're feeling a whole lot like, I don't even know, a gas pump. You know what I mean?
He's just getting the job done.
Yeah. Like you're just, he's just getting in and getting out, like just getting the job done. I think that you have to have those conversations with him, because he will never instigate it or initiate it mm-hmm. ever. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what I'll do this weekend.
Yeah. So are you just like, so basically the majority of your sex life in your marriage is you alone, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And does he know that?
No.
No. You don't tell him?
No.
No?
Maybe you should talk to him.
Yeah. I don't think that you have you do have a sex problem. I don't think that that's the big problem. I think communication mm-hmm. and the breakdown and taking each other for not necessarily granted, but being just so unbelievably complacent that's the problem.
Sure. Yeah. I can see that.
Does that make sense, Jerry? I think
you need to shake it up, and don't make it all about sex, because sometimes guys will take that the wrong way. Right. And then he'll just start feeling terrible about himself. I think that you should try and introduce excitement into other parts of your relationship as well, and not just the sex part.
All right. I will do that.
You know what
Thank
I mean?
Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah. Yep.
That's tough.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye, Sherry.
All right. We'll end on this question here. Grace says, do you take off your shoes when you enter your home?
Always.
Yes, I do. All the time. I don't like just walk in and start walking around with shoes on.
No,
always.
No. I remember when I was a kid, I think I tried that once because, you know, everyone on TV you see do it. And a lot of my white friends did it, which I didn't understand why.
Right.
That did not go over very well in my home.
I'll take them off, but if I have to put my boots on, I'll walk, carry them to the couch to sit down to put my boots on, but then I have to walk through the condo with my boots on when I'm leaving.
But that's like 10 steps, not even.
Yeah, but it's still through the kitchen or whatever, but I need to sit down to put my boots
on. If it's winter, for sure. Yeah. But if it's summer, like if I go to the grocery store and if I get in the truck, go to the grocery store and come back to the house, if I'm wearing flip-flops mm-hmm. and I come into the house, I don't take my flip-flops off when I walk into the house.
Oh, you don't change into like other flip-flops?
No.
But those
or just kick them off and go barefoot.
Yeah.
Like on the ground and stuff.
Yeah.
But what's the diff between that and shoes?
Well, cause wet. If something gets wet, I take them off.
Okay.
Yeah, if something's wet, I won't wear them
in
the house.
But now you're carrying outside dirt into the kitchen.
Yeah. But I wear my flip-flops all the time. But
you wouldn't do that with, like,
not on the rug.
Shoes.
Not on the rug. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Like, if I'm wearing just, I mean, I bet my problem is this. I don't wear running shoes. I wear boots or, like, flip-flops. Mm-hmm. Like, those are my two things. I have a pair of Vans on today. These ones, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you can see that. Hold on here.
Well,
like,
just Vans.
Like, just classic Vans.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Back out again with the Vans.
Yeah. So if it was like June and I was outside in these and I walked in the house, I wouldn't take them off.
Really?
No,
I couldn't do that.
Probably
I would get in trouble.
But I won't go
in trouble for everything in a condom.
But I won't go on the rug though. Catherine, we have a rug like in the living room area kind of thing. I won't go on the rug with that because that's when I get the beats. but everything else in the house, it's like we have like stone floors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like who cares? It's indestructible.
There you go. Thank you for all your questions. Every week, we post on Instagram at Kiss925. Ask Roz and Mocha is where we get your questions from, and we'll invite two of you to join us on the podcast. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss925 app.